This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
God bless America. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm some of you know, you've seen the studio before. I've got a TV over my left shoulder. And it's just so exciting, so fun to watch that bus pull away today with all the Democratic Congress people on there with pouty faces because they weren't going to go over their vacation in Europe. Right? I mean, seriously, they were going overseas on a fact-finding mission because they wanted to hear from the people on the ground. Now, I'm not saying that's, you know, bad. But really, when the government's shut down and those people flying them around aren't getting paid? I mean, seriously. That takes guts. Yes, the plane's going down, Mrs. Pelosi, but here's the deal. Since there's no money, none of us are going to stay on the plane because our paychecks haven't cleared. Have a nice day. I mean, seriously, this is just crazy. Going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Again, I just can't help myself. Sometimes these articles pop up or I see something else and I go looking for it. Do you remember, I think it was back this summer, and there was conversation around stripping the name of Laura Ingalls Wilder from a children's literature award. Well, here's the deal. Right? Apparently she's too white or something. When the Association of Library Services to Children, which gives out the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award every year, announced that the author's name would from now on be removed from the prestigious book prize, people went nuts. The decision was made in consideration of the fact that Wilder's legacy, as represented by her body of work, includes expressions of stereotypical attitudes inconsistent with ALSC's core values of inclusiveness, integrity, and respect. This is hilarious. So that means that again, remember, there were mindsets in this country over the last 200 and some odd years that were part of the daily norm. Does it make it okay? No. But they didn't know any better. This is what they were brought up believing. They didn't know any better. So you're going to punish them today? You're going to punish them today? And yet those same loons, right? They take Margaret Sanger, whose information is all over the place, could have cared less about women's health. Let's see how honest you guys on the left can be. I doubt you can. Sanger cared less about women's health. That wasn't what it was for her. It was making sure, yeah, I'm going to get in trouble for this. It was making sure that the black population did not grow. That was her whole goal. She wanted to make sure the undesirables didn't prosper, didn't grow, didn't recreate or procreate. And not just the blacks. I mean, she, you know, basically it was the Guineas, the Jews, the German, whatever it was. If you weren't of good means, you didn't have money, you couldn't take care of any of those things that she felt were off, you had no business having children. There is a scene, if you ever, what's that, Cheaper by the Dozen, the original movie. I guarantee you it's not in the remake, right? Cheaper by the Dozen, great movie, Myrna Loy's in it, and love, always love her. But anyway, she's in the movie, they have a dozen kids. And I never really understood the scene until I started getting into this. And apparently, there's a woman that shows up, or two women that show up at his house. Obviously a practical joke from somebody in the community. Because they were going to try to get the wife, Myrna Loy, to be part of this organization that would keep population growth under control. Hint, hint. Well, when the woman walks in and finds out they have 12 kids, she's horrified. Right? Somebody has, you know, played a joke on her. And the father comes in the room just about the time she's going, are these all your children? And he says, well, I don't, there might be a few more around. I don't know. I haven't counted them all here. And she, and so it's kind of a lighthearted moment, if you would. But the reality behind it, I never really understood what that was all about. She wanted to do away with the black community. Hispanics weren't welcome. Italians weren't welcome. But you hold Margaret Sanger up in such high esteem today. You on the left that are offended by everything else, but you're not offended about the words from this woman. Right? Because she's doing such a... I don't know what the service is. I don't know what the great service is that you're talking about she's done for women. She hasn't done anything for women. While this Little House on the Prairie series written in the 1930s definitely made an impact on generations of readers, the books were cherished in many American homes when they were first published, and later they were given as gifts from mothers to daughters and so forth. The Little House on the series was based on Wilder's life, and it told the story of her former parents and siblings, the Ingalls, and they moved around the Great Plains in the late 19th century. The young settler family was poor and often on the move from Wisconsin to Missouri. Right now, she became a teacher at the age of 16. 16! In a one-room schoolhouse, I'm sorry. She married Almanzo Wilder, whose settler family suffered hardships in South Dakota. They had one daughter, Rose, who later became a professional writer. Laura Ingalls Wilder herself became a newspaper columnist in 1911. The family would be wiped out financially by the Great Depression. Little House books achieved great fame when they were made into popular TV series. Remember the Melissa Gilbert? I mean, my God, we were pushing whiteness. How did we ever make it? I'm Joe Messina. We'll finish this up. This is just asinine. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
$1 billion babies. That's right. That's Margaret Sanger's organization. Billions of dollars. And now they're selling baby parts for even more money. There you go, right? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, and be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, again, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending, you know, just truly just paying attention to what's going on. If you want to be notified by text, it's real simple. You just text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. All right. I was talking about This is the craziness that goes on a regular basis. And they're going to strip the name of Laura Ingalls Wilder from Children's Literature Award because she was accepting, wrote about, talked about, you know, they had slavery back then, right? And they don't like the stereotypical attitude she writes about in her book, you know, about people and cultures and that kind of stuff. Without any thought that back then, it's what they were taught. It's what they were believed. It's the only information they had. We, you know, think about something. We have an election in this country. And what on the East Coast, by the polls close at 8, by 9:30 East Coast time, they have already told us who's going to win. In her day, they would have an election for president, and you wouldn't know for a month. Information flies. People are, well, I won't say they're better educated. They're definitely exposed to more. So they're going to pull great works that she did. You look at the story. You read her stories. It's all about, yes, Americans, American farmers who had been through so many things in their life and still maybe really what bothers these left loons is the fact that even with everything that went on in their lives, they did pretty good. They are along the lines of what the American dream is truly all about, what the opportunities you have in America are all about. And the books sold great. They were cherished for years. They grew when the TV series came about. And the reason for the award name, the reason the award name was changed was in the 1930s novel, Wilder was said to have referred to Native Americans and African Americans in terms considered offensive or insensitive. Now, I don't know because I haven't seen, but I do know this other thing. She referred to Native Americans as Indians. As a matter of fact, they say it. The main character in the book about the family's move to Kansas, there were no people there, only Indians. They didn't have, for the moron who came up with this for that whole panel, they didn't have the term Native American. There was not in their vocabulary. They weren't as sensitive. They weren't as enlightened as you are today, apparently. So you're going to punish her for using the language of the day. Right? And on top of that, you take one thing or two things and you discount everything else the family had gone through to be successful, if you would. Isn't that great? Isn't that interesting? Now, here's the other funny thing about it. During her lifetime, when people complained about it as years went on, it was changed in later editions. It was changed. Ready for this? There were no settlers there. She said in a letter in 1952, it was a stupid blunder of mine. Of course Indians are people. I didn't intend to imply that they were not. The books have been considered hallmarks of American literature for children for decades. And remember, the Native Americans, the blacks, what do you mean? Anybody who wasn't stereotypically white, if you would, for the day, they were considered not non-human or non-people or whatever. Again, it doesn't make it right. How are we going to ever know what they were thinking? How are we ever going to know about the nasties that went on in this nation and that we worked at turning around? Are we afraid? Are they afraid? I'm not afraid. Are they afraid that maybe we'd show our young kids that even though we had some negative things throughout American history, we were able to turn them around, we made changes, we changed our attitude, we made things better, or do we just want them to think that we're just nasty forever and ever and ever? Is that really what the left wants? Really, think about it. Is that really what the left wants? Because again, think of the triumph behind saying, yeah, we had some pretty terrible attitudes towards people as our history evolved, as the country evolved. But now, you can't do that anymore. Because, you know, we're just a terrible country. Terrible. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stuff like this makes me nuts because it makes no sense. Right? They have always got to find something to be irritated about, to be offended by. And there's no need to be. Get on with your life. All right, let's have some fun with the state of California again. One of our stations, KHTS, out of Los Angeles, AM 1220, wrote a story about Gavin Newsom today. And Gavin is the new governor of the state of California. Can we call this a state? How about the chaotic land known as California? He threatens to take away state funds for cities. Ready for this?
Ready for this?
That don't approve more housing. So, you know, cities have plannings. They have 20-year plans. They have 15-year plans. They have 30-year plans on how the city's going to grow out. Because it's not just housing, right? The roads need to be redone. Traffic light systems, schools, all that stuff, all comes into play. So when Newsom has come out and said, okay, start building houses or else. We don't care about the rest of it. So he's proposed taking away transportation funding, including revenue generated by the gas tax from cities that fail to meet long-term housing goals. The governor needs a plan that is not one size fits all. And different cities have different needs. That's according to the mayor of the city of Santa Clarita. The budget proposal includes an estimated $2.3 billion for housing, including $1.3 billion for cities and counties in financial incentives for the new homes. Again, where, how are you going to keep up with streets, with lighting, with traffic, and with education? They obviously just don't care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I think if they cannot change their course, the Democrats should actually change their leadership. Who's coming to these meetings?
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi as President Trump cancels the House Speaker's trip, denying her use of a military plane to get to the Middle East because of the partial government shutdown. Now, this comes as Pelosi tries to tinker with the president's upcoming State of the Union address. Kevin McCarthy says,
I think we can solve this in 15 minutes, and we could.
could.
Now, as for the president, he writes a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thank you. I so much appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, just being engaged, just getting into and giving some input into the conversation. I mean, really, for me, it's that simple. I don't even have to overthink it. We were talking about Gavin Newsom, new governor of California, finding more ways to, first of all, impose and tax and turn the state's leadership into more of a dictatorship as the days go on. I mean, the guy's only been in there, what, 10 days, dozen days, 15 days max? And he's basically already taken everything over in Athens. Look. He wants the four cities to build more houses. He doesn't care what your plan is. Every city has a plan. They have a 20-year plan, 15-year, whatever. And he's going to take away state funding if they don't keep building, if they don't keep eating up the ground. If they don't, I wonder what he's probably one of those guys that lives in like a, you know, three-story in the middle of the city because that's like the hip thing to do or whatever. What about those who want to live out in no man's land? They don't want houses all around them. And he's threatening to take away for transportation funds. Now, Newsom said his plan could be the solution to the state budget crisis, which is fueled by the current rate of development. Now, I want you to know something. 8 months ago, he blamed President Trump for the housing crisis. Because, you ready for this? You ready? If the market wasn't doing so well, he said, the landowners wouldn't be able to charge more money for their properties, which was putting more people on the street. You know, because the five students renting the apartment, they couldn't afford it anymore when things got better and the landlord raised the rent. That's what happens when you own property. You raise, you know, tranquil property. You're raising rent to make some money off it. It's that whole capitalism thing that they don't like. The number one driver of the cost of living housing? Housing is the issue, he said. Unless we get serious about it, the state will continue to lose its middle class and the dream will be limited to fewer and fewer people. No, Mr. Newsom, if you talk to the people leaving, if you talk about the middle class that's going away in different shapes, ways, and forms, it's because of the way the state is run. It's not a fact that there's little housing. There's plenty of places that have plenty of housing. You can't afford it. It's that crazy. The proposal included carrots and sticks for local governments. It means that there are incentives for those who meet the recommendations, penalties for those who don't. Now, what's really funny about all this, think about this. These were the same guys that fought President Trump about wanting to force cities into doing certain things to follow federal law or he would withhold money. That was terrible and wrong, and that was dictatorial. But when they do it, it's fine, and it's just, and it's upright. Right? Then it's okay for the state to rule over the cities, but it's not okay for the federal government to rule over the states. Isn't that wonderful? Now, Newsom had recently called for building an estimated 3.5 million houses to be constructed over 7 years. He said that would double the rate of current production. What he doesn't realize is how do you get the sewerage to catch up with that? How do you get the infrastructure, electricity, water, gas? How is that all going to catch up with it? It can't. They can't move that fast. There's an estimated $750 million in incentives for local municipalities, including an estimated $250,000 for streamlining building regulations. Now, a lot of times with smaller cities in California, building regulations are done by the counties that these cities reside in. So they should be working deals out with the cities. It's just, it's just amazing to me. It never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, again, 732-5563. Look, if you want to be involved in the conversation, all right? I mean, it's really that simple. If you want to be involved in the conversation, just give 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Let me know what it is you want to talk about, what it is, what I need, what we need to deal with, the book, the author, the whatever. I'm serious. Because I want you to feel like you're part of the show. I want you to feel like you're part of what's going on. Or think. Not that I'm tricking you. But I don't know. Look at some of the stuff that excites me to know, and I know bores you guys to death. And some of the things that excites you guys bores me to death. But I do it because there must be something in it. There must be something to it, or you wouldn't be so excited about it, right? Now remember, I'm always talking about how we should be defending ourselves. We should be fighting back. We should be pushing back. A Missouri town decided to stand ready to defend a cross. Remember this story? The Freedom From Religion freaks read it again. Now, they've earned a reputation that they deserve big time. They're a gang of atheists. They consider themselves free thinkers and atheists and agnostics and all that. But they don't allow free thinking. Because to them, when you believe in God, you're not thinking. So they're going to come and save you from themselves. They're going to make from yourselves. Because they're going to make sure that the cross isn't there, that no kind of religious anything is in your city or town. They're really crazy. This eats away at them. They're so they can't stop thinking about it. They go through a town. They could probably spot a cross the size of a penny on a mailbox from across the street. The Wisconsin-based group is especially fond of preying on small-town America, where communities can't afford to protect themselves. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been may want to have second thoughts about this one. Because the folks in Camden County, Missouri, plan to fight back. Last November, the FFRF sent a letter to the county clerk demanding that a painting depicting Ground Zero Cross be removed from the hallway. Rescue workers discovered two beams in the rubble of the Twin Towers that resembled the 17-foot cross image brought hope and comfort to many Americans. Here's the thing about this. This is why I said they never give up. There's something wrong with them. This came up again and went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said that particular cross, it was in a museum, or it was in the, it was in New York in one of those museums, and they wanted to take it out because it's a cross, and it's a public place. And the court already said, hey, this is something that was left over from an accident, from a great event in this country. It's historical. So you can't remove it. It belongs there. It should be there. It should remind people the hope of the day. But the FFRF doesn't care. They said the Camden County September 11th memorial violates the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. Attorney Colin McNamara said the cross is draped in cloth, similar to crosses displayed at Easter, and a reasonable observer would view the displays in your office as an endorsement of religion, and so they are unconstitutional. You know what I'd like to see? You've got to laugh at me. Do you know what I'd like to see make it to the Supreme Court? More than I'd like to see Roe versus Wade come back up. Yeah. How about that? Separation of church and state. I'd like the real argument to be placed in front of the judges. Or justices, excuse me. The real argument as to what Jefferson meant and what he said and what his writings were. The fact that it wasn't part of the Constitution, it was part of a letter. It had no legal reality to it whatsoever. But yet, some court, some attorney was able to get the justices to believe that's what he wanted. The one man, that's what he wanted. Nobody cared about what all the others wanted. That's why I say to you, separation of church and state doesn't exist. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Time. I'll be back in a few minutes.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Come on, everybody. Oh, no, don't say it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Talk it out with other people. Don't shut the door. Have a conversation. It ain't that hard. It really isn't. All right. And if you want to get text messages, we're texting out to let people know when we're going live and that kind of stuff so that you have a fighting chance to find the show. So we're talking about the Wisconsin-based group Freedom from Religion Freaks. I have nothing else. I mean, I have no other way to say it because, look, if they were an organization that felt like religion was being pushed down somebody's throat in a big way, then and they got involved, something like the ACLJ does with us and PJI and that kind of thing, that's one thing. But these guys will drive through a town and see a World War II cross or a World War I cross that's been in town for 75, 80 years, 100 years, 90,000 years, whatever, and nobody's complained about it but them. And they don't live there. They're passing through. And just the gall of them thinking that they're smarter than you, they're going to save you from religion because religion's so bad, is what irks me. You know, I mean, where are they? Why don't they go save this kid in New York that they have believing in? He's gay since he was six, okay? He's dressed up as a drag queen. He's in a bar from like 10 to 3. He's dancing on stage. God knows what else has happened to that kid. There's no protection for him. Where's Child Protective Services? You spank your child, they'd be all over you like white on rice. The kid at a strip club with alcohol at 10 years old, that's fine. Because that's entertainment. That's his freedom of religion or something. I don't know. I don't know how you justify that. I don't know how much coke you've got to smoke to have that make sense. Oh, crack, sorry. Want to get my drugs correct. Attorney Colin McNamara said the cross is draped in cloth similar to the crosses displayed at Easter. It's a reasonable observer would view the display in your office as an endorsement of religion. And nobody would care except for you. 9.5 out of 10 people wouldn't give it a second thought. Regardless, local residents packed into the courthouse on Tuesday to demand their elected leaders stand up to the bullies. Good for them. Even if a federal judge should say we're wrong, even if a federal judge should say that we should remove it, the sheriff of this county, the people's county, should ensure that that painting is never removed, no matter what a judge tells us. I like these people. There's a town I want to live in.
Missouri?
I don't care. Look at those people.
All right, let's go tomorrow.
Okay, we'll pack it up tonight. A second painting that raised the ire of the out-of-town atheist had already been relocated to a private area, the courthouse. Why? That painting included a New Testament Bible verse, greater love hath no man than this, that one would lay their life down for another. The saying in and of itself, look, if you don't believe in God, you don't believe in religion, you don't believe the books to be truths, what do you care? The saying itself is not a bad thing to live by, is it? Somebody willing to give up their life for me? That's love. Many residents in the standing room only crowd offered to help pay the county's legal bills. They want to warn you that it's going to cost money, and they hope that you bow down. Stacy Shore said in her remarks, she reported it was reported by the Lake Expo newspaper, don't operate from a place of fear. My favorite saying, do not make decisions out of fear. Do not come from a place of fear. And then to really irritate their attorney, she says, if God be for you, who can be against you? At which time his eyeball popped while he was sitting at the table. Anyway, but I sincerely doubt that the good people of Camden County are going to have to spend a single penny defending their beautiful memorial, because in 2014, the Federal Court of Appeals ruled that the inclusion of the actual 9/11 memorial cross doesn't violate the Establishment Clause of the Constitution at all. Don't you love it? Now, the court stated in the American Atheist Inc. versus Port Authority of New York and New Jersey that the 9/11 memorial stands as a symbol of hope and healing for all persons. The First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's top law firms handling religious liberty cases, sent a letter to the county leaders urging them to ignore the rantings of the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Clearly, if the 9/11 memorial itself is permissible under the Constitution, then a painting depicting that same memorial is certainly also permissible. Now, Barry also noted, their attorney, that the county employees were also permitted to display the second painting, the one adorned with patriotic themes and a Bible verse. Although the courthouse is a government building in a workplace, government employees nevertheless cannot engage in religious discrimination by permitting certain employee viewpoints to be expressed, but not purely because the disfavored viewpoints contain religious elements. And that's according to the law. It appears that battle lines have been drawn. First Liberty Institute tells the writer that they're prepared to assist the commission if they choose to fight. And you know what? Camden County, the folks there, they're not having it. Missouri, I mean, they're hardworking people. They're church-going patriots. They love God. They love their country. They love their families. They're not looking for a fight. They're looking for you to leave them alone. Isn't that terrible? They want you to leave them alone. They want you to let them live their lives, which is what most American wants. Leave us alone. Right? This is terrible. We can't have this kind of thing, can we? What's really funny, you know, and again, it's always, they call us the fascists, but yet they're the ones that's always pushing this stuff down our throats. They're always pushing us to live by their terms, the way that they want us to live, to do the things that they want us to do. Oh, here's another gem. Rosie O'Donnell said today that she fully expects President Trump to be arrested by the 2020 election. Why do we listen to her? You know what? The best thing you could have done was totally ignore her, right? Because she's hated Trump forever. She said on Wednesday that she believes the president won't get elected to a second term simply because he'll be under arrest. TMZ asked her if she thought that Trump was going to win his re-election. She firmly responded, "No way, I don't. Can't run. You cannot run for office from jail." She said, "I believe in America. I believe in our political system, and I believe we will right the wrong of the tyranny of Donald Trump." You know what's really funny about this? This is what I think is funny. The ones who lost this, the ones who lost getting Hillary in the office, they're the ones that want him, you know, arrested and tried on treason, and they're all upset. The ones that voted for him, the majority of them, they think he's doing a good job. The others may not like the way he sounds, but they still think he's doing a good job. So when you look at that, when you look at the numbers and you look at who won, so what they're saying is every one of those people that supports Trump, and you've seen this printed, is wrong, is bad, is a bigot, is a homophobe, is a racist, whatever you can put in that blank, put it in. You know, and so does that not show you how self-righteous they are? And some of those people that do the, you know, that are on Facebook and they're writing about this kind of stuff. How he, now check this out. He needs to be impeached. One idiot said he needs to be impeached. And then, what's her name? Mike Pence needs to be impeached. And then that way there, Nancy Pelosi can take her rightful place as president. And I don't know how hard it was for me not to write back, "Yo, Maroney." Not quite how it works. What are you going to impeach Pence for? Being religious? Being his friend? Just crazy. They're crazy people. They're obsessed by this. That's why it's a sickness, because they can't get past this. They're obsessed by it. Write this number down. Put it in your phone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I want you to put it in your phone? Right, because you're going to need it. Now, every day we're on the air. Every day I want a call from you. No, you got, listen, get involved in a conversation with you. Do it online. Right, we've got two separate chat rooms going on. You got that Facebook feed, the chat room at the website. You can watch the show on the website. You can watch, if you're a Facebook freak and that's what you want to watch, watch it there. Right, we like to give you choices. We don't like to restrict you. Remember, unless you're involved, unless you're engaged, unless you're working this thing with your friends, let them know about my show or other shows that you enjoy. Help them find them. Help them listen to them. Have a conversation with them. That's how you change minds. That's how you change hearts. You don't do it by sticking your finger in somebody's face and telling them how stupid they are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We are here all week. I'm believing you will, too. God bless and have a great rest of the day.